This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morgan. They're just rocking out over here.
Are you kidding me?
And then all of a sudden it started fading out. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. A variety of ways to get back on the air. We'll find them all.
You made it.
It's Alice at 97.3. It's the Sarah and Vinny show. Expect the unexpected. Ooh, that reminds me. Big Brother's starting July 10th, I believe.
Oh,
what
all
are we,
right.
1 month away.
Also my birthday.
Oh, happy almost
July
birthday.
10th?
Yeah. Mark it down, people.
And send gifts.
Yeah, I'll take 88. I wear a size 12 in Air Jordans. Okay. I like watches.
Stop it.
Or
drag me to brunch. We'll celebrate at brunch, your birthday. Right now, if you take the word toast, T-O-A-S-T, and text it to our contest line, 20357, you will have a chance at a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch June 28th at the W in SF. Text the word toast now, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF, a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train. We really have it all. That is quite a prize package right there. Courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is toast. Mm. Our contest line, as always, is 20357. Mark it down. Use it often. We're doing this all day. This
By
is
the way,
first
I've been
day.
Enjoying your lime jam that your husband made.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes.
On toast.
Yes.
That's why I brought it up.
I see. It's a marmalade.
It's whatever it is, it's good on toast.
Delicious. Okay, let us begin with the guy who owns the Breaking Bad house. It's actually a lady, I think, that is in this. I don't know if this is the person who's always owned the Breaking Bad house. I had heard that it was on the market, and I think this is the person who's selling it. They use it for the outside shots, and it's just a plain little house. It's like in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
It isn't some place like, I mean, I know the Full House here in San Francisco is something of a tourist stop, and the people who own it have to.
Yeah, but how many people visit New Mexico?
Apparently, a lot.
Mm.
Apparently, it's a huge problem.
What else do you, when you go and you've now looked at the front yard
yes.
of the Breaking Bad house, where is your next stop?
As in, is there a tour through Albuquerque?
Well, I mean, you've now found yourself in New Mexico on your day, very valuable days off.
Yes.
What else do you go see?
Evidently, there are a lot of places where Breaking Bad was filmed that people go.
Oh,
and
like
take
outside
pictures.
Stuff. Yeah. Was it set in Albuquerque? Yes. That was like the town that everything happened in.
Yes. So there
must
probably
be a tour.
The car wash where the wife worked for a minute. Okay.
So the owner.
Who wants to see that?
I don't know. I mean, people who are super fans of the show and have found themselves in
Days
Albuquerque.
Days off are so valuable.
I agree. But this, the whole like celebrity tourism thing. I'm with you. And it's a boring little nothing house. It really is. It's not some amazing joint. The owner of the Breaking Bad house in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is not fan friendly. Does not welcome this. Not everyone gets the memo.
She's a Karen.
She's been turned into a Karen, it's what it sounds like.
I will squirt you with the hose.
Oh,
how interesting that you would say that.
I will throw things at you from my porch.
We'll play the audio here in a second.
Yeah, you're going to, you're nailing this.
You're kind of nailing her.
Look, like, you've already described her to a T. Like, you know, I got it.
So there was an influencer named Santi who recently spent the day with this woman. Like, somehow talked her. I mean, I have to assume this is about her being a fan of Breaking Bad, which allegedly this Joanne Quintana hates. But Santi spent the day with Joanne and witnessed her interactions with multiple Breaking Bad fans.
Mm.
So she spent, they say here, she spent much of her day yelling at fans to not get too close or to just take one picture and leave.
Here you go.
Jack Foreman.
Oh my God, it is coned off.
Get him, Joanne.
She is squirting the hose at them.
Have you seen anything else but Breaking Bad stuff since you've been here? You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripod, no nothing. Just click snap. Leave. One picture, then you go. Okay. You stay across the street, dude. Okay. So, back up, cowboy.
Hey, here's your house.
This is her day-to-day life?
Across the street.
Yeah.
You don't get near my house.
Mind if I get a picture?
And so they've put a large fence out front.
If I get a picture, what are you going to do with the picture, bro?
Post it on Insta, obviously.
The show ended 12 years ago, by the way.
What?
2013 was
Breaking
the final season.
Ended 12 years ago?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The one guy you kind of missed there, he walks up and goes, I'm a fan of, but I'm a big fan of Breaking Bad. And she goes, so what? Everyone's a big fan. I'm not impressed.
I can't.
How long, can you find out how long this Joanne Quintana has owned this place? Like, did she know what she was getting herself into? Was she a big Breaking Bad fan?
I think she must have known because the original owners who lived there for over 50 years sold it a few years ago because they were so freaking sick of it.
Yeah.
Because the big thing that happens, and maybe you were going to get to this, the big thing that happens in the show is why the house is so famous is that Walter freaks out while he's holding a pizza and he throws the pizza.
On the roof.
And it ends up on the roof and it was totally by accident.
And apparently that's the thing that people do at the house.
Exactly.
So wasn't there a plane crash too where parts of the plane ended up
landed in the pool?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, no, she is the original owner. She's lived there 52 years. The house has been for sale though. She did put it up for sale. Nobody's bought it though.
Well, because there's a circus in the front yard.
And she wants $4 million for a little ranch.
$4 million?
Little ranch house in
Albuquerque. I guess this is her way of cashing in. I don't know what they paid her for the exterior shots for this house, which I'm sure she got some money and maybe she even continues to make money, but she's
like. If
it
hasn't sold though, then she's not cashing in.
Yeah.
Well,
take
the median
price
house
down.
Price in the area is $420,000.
Yeah, you're not going to get
so
$4 million for that.
10 times that. Although I suppose if somebody was like, well, I don't think they did anything interior in this house, like as far as shooting scenes. So if there's nothing in the house, then maybe you could just make a path around it. They could see the pool where the pieces of the airplane, they could all, you know, do a pizza toss and make some money that way. Yes, Finn, your hands
is
up.
Is that Swishy right there in the pajama bottoms?
Santi?
Yeah. Sorry, Santi.
Yes.
Yeah. The person who's holding the hose, I think, is the one who's taking the photos here. And it looks like, is that like a fake lawn that's put in there?
Yeah, they got a fake lawn.
So out front, there's a big fence, a good size. It looks like one of those pool fences that you would put in your backyard. It goes all along the front. And then beyond that are all kinds of things to keep people off the side, which, that is public property. So they're trying to keep people off the sidewalk. There's cones. There's like, I don't know, they look like sawhorses. Maybe to keep people from parking in front. But there's people just crawling all over this. I'm sure it does suck, but you're right. If she wants to get out of there, sell it for what it's worth. And don't disclose that every single day there's 5,000 people out front. It sounds terrible.
I'm sure if it was more affordable, there are Breaking Bad fans who would buy the house.
That's what I'm thinking. Just
own it.
Give walking tours around it or something. Maybe you could make some money. But $4 million. Good luck. I hope that works out for her.
I can't
believe it's been over for 13 years.
I can't believe she's
years.
Been putting up with this for that
long.
Yes,
she's sitting in her
front
yard.
She's completely established.
Like cones and what do you call those little...
They're like flag, like it's like flag tape, you know, just to, so that
like
everyone
police
can see.
Tape it with
yeah,
flags.
But with flags on it.
Does she have a QR code for donations?
Oh.
That's what I would
have. That's what she should have on all those, like make it like a sandwich board.
You know, some people just love, like we were talking earlier, like I like to go places sometimes when there's something bad going, like a jazz club, and it's like music I don't like, because it's kind of fun to be contrary and kind of make fun and have some fun.
Okay.
So maybe she enjoys, like there's a part of her that really enjoys yelling at fans every day. I mean, she's obviously got a setup out there to do it.
Oh, yeah.
She could just stay in the house and not have to deal with them, but she likes it.
I wonder, too.
Well, I will say in her defense, not that I care about any of this, but I do think that at some point she probably has seen people in her yard. Like I live over on the beach. There are people, if you don't chase them off, who will use your hose or leave their trash, like empty their car of their trash in your front yard before they pull away. If you don't catch them, they feel perfectly comfortable saying, well, I don't want to drive back to wherever I'm from with all this garbage in my car. Except that's the front of my house. That's not the beach.
Yep.
The beach is that way. You're three blocks from. So people are
find
awful.
Find a trash can.
And they help themselves to anything until someone says, no, you can't.
You know, even as I'm looking at this, and I know that there's been pictures of this, and it's obviously it's part of the show. But I mean, I suppose you could find the address, but it really is almost like lit up like a Christmas tree out front. Like you have arrived at this place and there she is sitting out there. There's all these colorful banners out front. There's
the
neighbors must love it too.
Bob just said it though. The show ended a long time ago.
Well
she's
over
this,
a decade
this
ago.
Has developed over time. This didn't just start.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, 10 years down the road, more than 10 years down the road, she still has looky-loos in her front yard. Right.
Unfortunately for her, it's the only thing about Albuquerque that's worth a second look. Sorry about
it,
Albuquerque.
Wow. Woof. Well.
Is that true? What's like, what is Albuquerque famous for?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure Jane's peeps live in New Mexico.
I thought they lived in like Santa Fe.
I don't know
something.
Where. I know they're New
Maybe
Mexicans.
Maybe they do live in Albuquerque.
Is that how you say
air,
it?
It's the hot air balloon capital of the world.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
That's what they're known for.
The desert areas of California are filled with those hot air balloons. Mm.
And it's got a rich cultural heritage, including the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center.
Oh.
Can you
it's
see
a hub
they...
for technology, film, and the arts.
I can see. Never mind.
What are you looking for?
Are they called New Mexicans?
Yeah, I would think so. New Mexicanites? New Mexanese?
New Mexies?
I just have to assume. Anyway, Breaking Bad, it sucks.
New Mexicans.
New Mexicans.
That is correct, yeah.
Great.
Well, I mean, seems like a no-brainer.
It does.
Or Nuevo Mexicanos.
Oh, I like that better. Watch the owner of Breaking Bad. Oh, by the way, please, so people can watch this, would you put that up on the Sarah Moon Facebook page? It's just funny. This lady is just so like, so what? Big deal. You're a fan. Everybody's a fan. Like, of course he's a fan. He's there.
I'm not impressed.
She's great.
But I'm a fan, though.
I love her.
Well, anyway, there's the yard is fenced. She's got all kinds of crap out there. She basically has a arrow pointed. She's bitter because she hasn't found a way to make money off of this yet. There are a lot of protests happening in California right now. Mm-hmm. Phineas, who I'm going to continue to say is Billie Eilish's brother.
Phineas Eilish?
I guess, right?
Well?
He just goes by Phineas, though, as an artist.
Well, that is a unique name.
It is.
His last name's O'Connell, in case you
Phineas
care.
O'Connell. Is Billie Eilish's last name Eilish or is her last name also O'Connell? Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, was tear gassed. He got tear gassed over the weekend. Actually, we were looking for the video because apparently that was up for a while, but that it looks like it's been taken down. Phineas was tear gassed over the weekend during a protest in downtown LA against the ICE raids in Southern California. He called his side of the protest very peaceful and said the feds were the instigators. He said, if you're into this fascist stuff, he didn't say stuff, though, you are small and weak and will lose. And speaking of protests, there's a video circulating of a guy giving some troops a dressing down. He is identified as an actor by the name of Wyatt Russell, but apparently it's not him. It's just some random guy.
Yeah, they feel that. Yeah. I got to tell you Billie Eilish's full name, her full legal name, because it's too good. Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell.
Pirate Baird?
Baird O'Connell.
B-A-I-R-D?
B-A-I-R-D.
O'Connell.
Pirate.
Billie Eilish.
Pirate. Arg. Billie Eilish.
Billie I suppose, arg. You know, her parents are both artists, right? Like musicians and artists.
Billie but Argish.
I wonder it? If...
Argish.
I thought they were in the film business, but no.
I think one of them, I think the mom is in the film business and the dad is an art. Or maybe I have it backwards. One of them is like actually a pretty well-known like art musician producer.
Yeah, Maggie, her mom was an actress and teacher, and her dad was an actor as well.
Oh.
And both of whom were also musicians.
Oh. All right, so they come from here's some people who are like, well, we love pirates. So let's just throw that. What's Phineas's full name? Does he also have some?
Phineas Argish. Sorry.
It's Argus?
No, I'm just kidding.
You got to stop with the Arg, man. It's not Talk Like a Pirate Day. I'll let you know when that happens because there is a day. Okay, so there's that.
His is Phineas Bertram Flynn Fletcher. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Sorry, wrong Phineas.
You keep on looking and I'm going to do the next thing. Pete Davidson and Eddie Murphy are doing a movie together.
Wait. We're not even going to talk about Billie Eilish's new dating news.
Please tell me.
She was spotted with Nat Wolff, who is an actor originally from Nickelodeon. Amazing show from early aughts.
Is she bi? I can't remember what she said.
Yeah, she's Gen Z. So
okay, so she's like, I'm not putting a label on it.
I think
she's pan.
But she has officially a new boyfriend, according to the tabloids.
I see.
Yeah, I saw that too. Very cool.
What show is he from?
It was called Naked Brothers Band on Nickelodeon. And then he was in a couple of John Green book adaptation movies.
He's very handsome. Here he is.
His brother's also an actor.
He is cute.
Alex.
He's very cute. Dark hair, little bit of a beard. He looks very modern. Very hipster.
But he looks cool versus some of the kids that you might look at and go, oh, for God's sakes, this guy? Like, good job, Billy.
He seems cool. Well, she's so pretty. Like, she just has like this gorgeous face with the heavily lidded eyes.
Phineas is Phineas Baird O'Connell.
That's it?
They're both Bairds? Yeah, but he didn't get the cool pirate name.
Baird is their mom's maiden name.
I figured because it was in both their names. But they're not hyphenated?
No.
Anyway, Phineas was tear gassed at an LA protest. And Billy's got a hot new man.
American actor, boyfriend. It's musician, singer, songwriter, they say here. So.
Well, you got to have that, right? I mean, that's how you...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you got to have.
I feel like if you're Billie Eilish, you want someone who's going to sing some stuff with you.
I don't know. Funny. Didn't you say Taylor Swift hates when her boyfriend sings?
That is definitely an exception. She has made pointed remarks about, please stop singing. Maybe she doesn't need it. She's like, yeah, I'm all the music I need. Are we done? Okay. Pete Davidson and Eddie Murphy are making a movie. They are in a movie together, and I have the trailer. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's called The Pickup. And they are, apparently they're armored truck drivers and something happens on one of the pickups that they do. But I just thought, wow, that is fully like, I mean, Eddie Murphy, so great and so many great movies. And then Pete Davidson was also on SNL and has a lot of hot girlfriends. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen him really act in anything. I'm sure he's amazing. I'm sure that Eddie Murphy is like, yeah, I just really wanted to work with that guy. Anyway, they're together in something called The Pickup. And the trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Okay, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. Let's see, including House paint that changes color with the seasons.
Oh, what fun.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. It's a sky full of stars. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips. We have those now, all from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Marin County Fair.
Oh, I love the Marin County Fair. We go see the fireworks there. They do them over the water. It's so nice.
Get ready for a bug-tastic time at the Marin County Fair, July 2nd through the 6th in San Rafael.
San Rafael. Stop it.
I know that.
I know. Bob. Just razzing Bob.
From pig races to free carnival rides, nightly fireworks, and live music with TLC, Brooke Eden, and more.
Mm.
Plus the B... SoFly Music Fest on the 4th of July.
Get it, B-E-E. B-SoFly.
Why do they call it Bugtastic, though? Is
it's
that the B?
I guess.
B thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
The B.
Right. I've never heard them call it Bugtastic before. So maybe it's this new thing, this B-SoFly. Oh. Everybody go check it out.
Yeah, pig races.
I know. It's so fun. They have a huge, it's all the things you love about a county fair. Like you can walk through these huge expo buildings and see quilting and the best cherry pie and the best lily. I love it. And then there's so much livestock. It's amazing. It's such a good county fair.
I love the Marin County Fair.
Tickets at marinfair.org. Do I have to put the dash in there? Marin.fair. Marin-fair.org.
Nice.
You know the thing that goes in between the phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Marin-fair.org. There you go.
I'll see you there.
Father's Day this Sunday. Don't forget. Morning cloud, sun later. Highs in the upper 70s. So a mildly warm day.
Oh.
By the way, that dash is not, it's just marinfair.org. I don't know why they put the dash in there. So
oh.
I will take
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, take that out of there.
But there you go. Marinfair.org.
Marinfair.org.
Mm. All right.
I'm sure you could Google it too. You know, that's the great thing about the internet. You just put in a few words and everything just pops right up.
If we're going to say it, we should say it
we
right.
We should say it right.
They did
I'm
pay
with
for
you.
That.
Yeah.
So let's get that right. Okay. Today is National Iced Tea Day.
Oh, I love iced tea.
There are people, I actually knew him. Christina's stepdad drank iced tea. That was the drink.
Oh.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
Anywhere he went, I'll have an iced tea. Mm. And I used to think, it's not that good.
Oh.
It's good, but that good? He developed a love for iced tea and drank it all day, every day.
Did he drink caffeinated, like Lipton iced tea?
Regular, iced tea.
But there's two teas. There's iced tea and there's sweet tea. Did he like sweet tea? Because you might like sugar.
He just liked iced tea, so you're talking about the southern version of iced tea, which is,
so sweet. It's like a glass of sugar.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. It does sort of grow on you, though, when you have enough of it. You're like, that's pretty good.
What, sweet tea?
Mm. But we always make sun tea in the summer. We have this big jar. We do hang the little things in there.
You do?
Sun. Yeah. You just leave it all day. And then, 4 o'clock, have a little tea, squeeze in some lemon, a little honey. Woo!
Half of people think iced tea is the ideal drink for sipping on the porch, deck, or anywhere outside.
It is. It's nice. It feels like, that country time lemonade thing where you sit there in your rocking chair out on the front porch. Old timey.
The best summertime drink includes iced tea, lemonade, soda, beer, Arnold Palmer's, mojitos, slushies, soda water.
Oh, just sparkling water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Gatorade, watermelon juice.
Oh my God.
Watermelon juice is killer.
It's like Agua Fresca right down the street from us. Grillies. I would go down there and get a big, big thing of it.
Cold brew, coconut water. And regular old water can, work in a pinch.
Yeah.
But there you go. It's summer's around the corner, a week and a half away.
I love it.
And today is National Iced Tea Day.
Nice. Iced tea day.
While we're on beverages, rich people are ditching fine wine to waste money on fine water.
Oh.
The New York Times did a story on how rich people now like to do fine water tastings.
Really?
It tastes different depending on the mix of minerals, and some types go for hundreds of dollars a bottle for water.
Okay.
A recent fine water competition featured one made from mist collected in a pine forest in Tasmania.
And how did it taste?
Like water.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was just like kind of dirty water.
By the way, I've been watching Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple Plus.
Yes. That's the one with John Hamm. He loses his job right off the bat.
You'll love it.
I'm already tense watching the trailer for it.
But they talk a lot about the rich people and how they spend their money. And their obsession with these expensive scotches and wines and things like that. It's
Is it because he's now on a budget?
No, it's now because he's looking for what's valuable in people's houses when he's visiting.
Oh, I see.
So he can go back and swipe it.
Mm.
One of the competition winners in this fine water contest?
Yeah, that's what it is, right? They get like a gold medal.
Melted snow that had been filtered through Peruvian volcanic rock.
Okay. I'm sure there are people who could taste the difference. And water does have a taste. I like it out of a filter. Thank you. Perfect.
Rich people, though.
Yeah.
I know.
They gotta make everything fancy.
I do know there are people absolutely who will say, just give me the most expensive thing.
Right.
What's most expensive?
Yeah.
Show me on your menu what the most expensive stuff is. That must be the best. Therefore, I will have.
Did you ever watch the Larry Sanders Show? It was Gary Shandling.
I've seen it.
Yeah. There was this one scene where his accountant's like, you got to, rein it in, dude, And he's getting some outdoor tiling thing done. And his designer comes in and says, well, there's this tile and it's this blue cobalt blue, like glazed tile. She goes, it's from Italy and it costs this much per square foot. And then there's this one and it's the exact same tile. It looks exactly, she goes, this one, they mass produce it. And she goes, but it's so close. And it's like a 10th of the price. And he's all, I'll take the Italian.
Hey now.
Well, that speaks to the attitude, doesn't it?
It does. I just need to be able to say this is the expensive Italian tile. I'll take that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah, you're, I don't know.
Annoying.
Gorgeous. I was going to say 50 to 70.
Oh, I am 50 to 70.
No. Home projects in. Oh.
You have everything right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if your house changed color with the seasons?
See, I like this. Tell me about this.
There's
I
a like climate it. Responsive paint that could make this happen. Look at the photo that I have here, just so that you can describe it to people. There are shades of gray from white all the way up to like the darkest charcoal.
Like a dark charcoal. You're right. In a way, that almost looks like the front of the house is just in deep shade. It's really cool. I wonder if like a side of your house that faced south would always be a different color from the north side of your house or something.
But now I should add, I just went through this at my house. We had to paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to paint last year, but our time ran out and we couldn't get the right person to do it.
You need to do it after the rain stops.
It's one of those things. Yeah, you got to really sort of get on someone's books. And if you've got to take bids, it becomes a whole project.
Yeah.
Just to get on the calendar, much less.
And then hope it doesn't rain or there's no weather stuff that's going to be a problem.
So we went through that and the missus did the I'm changing the color.
And we're going to do it. I'm going to change the color. Yep.
And that means you've probably got to do two coats because you really got to get rid of what was underneath.
Yep.
Keep the same color. One coat is probably enough. So it can be pricey.
Yeah.
But here is a situation where this paint will actually change color.
It is kind of cool. They're showing it on a very modern house. So it looks like kind of a stark white house, very boxy looking. But then as the temperature, I guess, changes, the color changes. It's neat.
Dark paint absorbs heat, warms the building. Light paint reflects heat, cools the building.
Oh, so you're saying maybe it would stay whiter on the side that needs to stay cooler.
The person talking about the paint says, I've always had a fascination with mood rings.
Oh my God.
All the way back to childhood. So now they're talking about what kind of chemistry would allow you to have a paint that changes. I think that's pretty cool. And certainly having just gone through this, would you do that to your house?
I don't think I would.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah. I would want to see it on somebody else's house, and I would not necessarily want to paint my house white. My house is very, it's just, I don't think it would look good white. It's a very little squat thing.
I didn't think that our house, like I never even paid attention to it. I knew the wood parts of it because it's stucco were sort of rotting away and needed care, like quick, and coats of paint, quick. So I was in a rush to get it done. The missus decided we're going with this color, and it turned out spectacular. Yeah. Like,
did you do a trim color too? Did you go, you did white, right?
It's white with a sort of almost, what did she call it? Black ice, but it's really more like the darkest charcoal gray you could think of.
For trim.
The like trim.
Around the roof and the windows
and shutters.
And stuff? Nice.
Looks good. Mm. Came out great. But climate responsive paint could be coming to your home soon.
I like it. I'd like to see it. In a few different places.
You know what we're in the middle of like looking at now? I'm sure you must go through this. You're like the backyard lady.
Yeah.
Do you buy new furniture? How often are you buying new outdoor furniture for your backyard?
Not often. I recover my cushions almost every other
that's
year.
That's your move. Okay.
I usually try to get at least two seasons out of them. And then this year I did a bunch of recovering. And then every year I power wash and re-coat some of the stuff that I have out there, oil it.
Oh, so it's wood?
Yes.
Oh,
most of
okay.
my stuff is wood.
Not wicker.
It's not. I have some swings. And actually, wicker now, they do that. It's like a plastic.
It's plastic.
All
right.
Weather, which is great. And I have that on these swing chairs. So those just need to get power washed and they're all set.
That's what we're in the middle of looking at now.
Well, you just did a full-on remodel.
Looks great.
You need some kick-ass furniture back
there.
Yeah, we
do. Anyway, this next story. Did you cuddle John before sleep last night?
No, we don't sleep in the same room.
Oh, no. Couples who cuddle before sleep reap key health benefits.
Oh, tell me.
I do think that there's something to this. And
physical contact is super important.
I don't. I sleep in another room too. I'm in my room by 6:30. I'm hopefully lights out by 8, the latest. And we are not anywhere near each other through that sort of early part of the evening.
But most people don't have the same kind of
weird hours.
Yes,
right.
Our schedules are really off.
Well, if you're able to get in bed with your partner, they say cuddling at night promotes more secure attachment between partners and lowers stress levels.
Hmm.
And I like it. I actually really miss that part of, I don't miss getting
woken up. At the same time.
I don't miss getting woken up.
No.
At all. That's what happens all the time these days. So we don't. But I do miss that sort of closeness.
Yep.
And it's cool. Like you get in, you cuddle for a minute, and then you get off me. I'm hot.
Right.
Okay. But you had a minute.
You had a little contact.
Those bare feet, you know, down at the bottom of the bed, you know.
That's funny. When we were in bed together, like our whole time, for many years, we slept in the same bed until finally my kids moved the hell out and I got a room. We would always have you'd have a pinky touching or a toe touching.
Yeah.
Just something. It's like a little point of contact. And then if you woke up in the night, you'd slide a hand over just, you know.
That is one of the things that just this year, we went to Hawaii in February. And we don't sleep together. We just don't. And so then now we're in hotel room and we get in bed. And I realize my arm goes right under this little curve in her back when she lays on her side. There's like that little space. And I put my hand in there like I do that every night. And I don't. But that's where it went. I went, oh, look at that.
Fits so nice.
That's just what I do, I guess. I didn't even... It wasn't a thought process.
Right.
It just went right there.
It was very natural.
Anyway, it's good for you. The bed sharing. Again, promotes more secure attachment between partners and lower stress levels. So
nice.
Cuddle up.
Even if it's only for a few minutes.
Sorry, John and Christina. What about you there, Bobby?
Bob and Susan.
I love cuddling.
But do you get to now that you're going to bed earlier than him? You're still able?
Yeah, Susan tucks me in.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's really cute.
Ah.
And does he try really hard not to wake you up at night when he gets in bed later?
Yeah, no, no, I'm asleep. He doesn't wake me up.
He doesn't wake you up.
No. You're a hard sleeper.
Yeah, I'm a great sleeper. I feel so blessed.
Wait till you make some kids and have them around. Then everything will change dramatically.
So
you're
going to
love it.
He's actually the bad sleeper.
Oh. He is?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's annoying.
So how is Susan?
Susan's great. Yeah? Susan misses you guys.
Oh, we miss Susan too.
Susan loves the show.
Is Susan coming to our brunch? Well, wait, are you coming to the brunch?
No, she said she's not coming.
We're going to be on our family vacation.
Oh, boy.
By the way, Vin, you didn't ask me if I cuddle with Fred.
No, we know you cuddle with Fred because you can't keep that dog out of your bed. That's different. That's pet cuddling, not partner cuddling.
Did you know, the question is, did you cuddle with your wife when you were married?
Not enough.
Clearly.
That's not why they're broken up.
Are you sure?
I think I think it all goes into the whole, you know, spending, you know, that touching time and that, you know, all that stuff. And we got out of the habit when I was doing mornings and then she snored. So we had separate bedrooms.
Snoring's brutal.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
The great divide.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah uses wood furniture, so it's easier to clean after her and John sit naked on them.
Yeah, okay.
You still tanning? Did you tan yesterday?
We did tan yesterday.
You did?
Yep.
And what is your move? You do 10 minutes or are you doing like
eight, 8 minutes aside.
8 minutes?
Yeah, 8 minutes aside. You listen to a book usually.
That is really fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's good. I feel like I have a slate base tan
now.
You're
getting
it's
a little
good.
Color.
Yeah. My legs look pretty tan in my skorts that I wear all the time now.
It's really good for you, like the vitamin D, the whole thing. I absolutely do that too.
Yeah, it's nice and it's good. You know what's funny is, maybe this is TMI, but we're totally going nude at 8 minutes aside and I feel like my stomach's getting kind of tan, my legs are getting tan, my boobs are not getting tan. They're just...
They'll start to.
Or maybe they are a little bit. And they're just not catching up.
So this is what I do too. This very short period of time out in the backyard in the sun. It takes a lot longer to develop a tan, but you don't burn.
Right.
And then you'll develop a nice tan and you won't burn. If you ever find yourself out in the sun, you'll have a much
safer,
you'll have a little bit of a base tan.
Right. If I was going to really be out in the sun for long periods of time, like when I garden or, you know, if I've got exposed stuff, I will put some sunscreen on. But for that, I don't want to wear sunscreen into the hot tub, which is our next stop. First, we lay out and then we go to the hot tub. Oh my God. CreativeEnergy.com.
Good job.
Thank you. I never remember to do it. But every day I thank them.
Vinny, does Billie Eilish being Pan have anything to do with the pirate middle name? No, Pan is just one of those catchphrases. I don't even know what the difference between
Billie
Pan,
Eilish, Peter
and
Pan,
heterosexual and all that stuff is just, to me, what's funny is when Sarah said, the kids today, they just don't want to have those labels, except they have 10,000 new labels. How's that? What? Whatever.
I don't want to have to declare that I am. But they do have a zillion new labels.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I don't know.
I guess they're labeling everybody else, but for them, they're like, don't ask, man.
I don't know what Pan is specifically. Yeah. Do you? Can you help the people?
I thought that was everybody.
Oh,
I'm open to
I'm
love.
Pan.
No, you're not Pan.
Oh.
I thought Pan.
Sex with guys.
I think cis is.
No, I never had sex with a guy.
But you're open to it.
No. Well, no, I mean, I'm
Pan
a married
or not?
Guy. So a Pan guy will do a guy?
I feel like, I don't know.
There's a, have you guys watched that show, I don't want to say its name, Blank Creek?
Oh, Schmidt's
yes.
Creek?
Schmidt's Creek, thank you. They explain it really well on that show because one of the characters is Pan. It's like, it's not that I like white wine or I like red wine. It's about the quality of the wine.
Oh.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
I recall that scene.
So that's,
clearly.
But that doesn't, that's, isn't that bi?
It doesn't. By,
that's a label.
By,
oh, that's one of the bad
I
ones.
It
means that you like men and women, but Pan means it's not about the gender.
Oh.
And it also, bi technically doesn't include non-binary people.
Oh, well. You know, this would be a good quiz for us today. If anybody cared to put that together, like all these different terms. And it is Pride Month.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Do you want to write a...
Yeah, I got it.
All right, great.
707 says, please stop with the Karen. Radio Karen from Napa.
Sorry, Napa,
hey,
Karen.
Hey, Radio Karen.
Sorry, Karen. I actually was close to a lady named Karen. I'm sure it's pissing her off, mm-hmm. too. I will stop with the Karen.
Mm. Unfortunately for the Karens, it has become like a cultural touch point.
One of my kids' best friends, her mom's name is Karen, and they call her Narek.
Oh, nice.
Because.
Yep. Just reverse it.
Yeah.
My name backwards is Harass. So
isn't
I get called,
that interesting?
I get called Harass a lot.
By whom?
By people in my family.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly Tina has every right to say that to you.
Yeah, Annette, you mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who wanted to go by Chris, but you wouldn't?
No. You're that's a good memory.
Well,
yeah, she always wanted to be called. Just call me Chris. I'm like, no, Tina.
You couldn't just get on board.
No.
And please. She asked you nicely.
She whined a little bit, so
oh,
I said no.
Gosh, whatever. A woman here, I've woken up finishing.
Oh, whoa.
And actually, there's a long list of people who wrote in.
And said, yes, I have achieved.
208 says, yes, I've completed in my dream before a few times, and I'm 63, so there you go.
Oh.
I wake up mid-finish from time to time. I'm a lady. So, this was about a dream story we did early in the news, and you can find that on our podcast, which is at Odyssey.
That's right.
app.com or something.
Just the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Right. And wherever podcasts are sold. I mean,
what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I definitely have something. First of all, we have Drag Me to Brunch tickets, but are Travis and Taylor married or what?
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.